All right. Hi, everybody. I would like to continue from what we did last time, but from a different angle. It's a little bit difficult angle, because last time we explained this section from Tikkuni HaZohar, but from Matok Midvash. Now, I'm taking it a little bit deeper from Ma'alot HaSulam from Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Bravai, which is more details, and I don't want to say the word more because that bring lack of unity, but it's different, okay? So we study about the nest of the bird last time. Kikare ken tzipor lefanecha, when you find the ken, the nest of the bird, in front of you, we say it seemed like it happened by coincidence, and we also study it in one of my first lecture that I gave at Tikkuni HaZohar, talk about ken tzipor. Kivadai shaneshamai ken tzipor, the soul, is that nest of the bird, which is, what is the nesting in the soul? The Shekhinah, the female aspect of God. The aguf in the body, uken el neshama, is the nest to the soul. Veken neshamot shem almot shel Shekhinah, and all the soul, which are like the girls around the Shekhinah, nikrot betulot, we call them virgin. אחרי הראותיה יושבות וגופות שאין כף שלהם, בדרך מקרה בעת שאינם גבוהות. And those girls are sitting, but they're not קבוע, they're not the opposite of temporary.
Permanent.
They're not permanent sitting there all the time, as we explained last time. Like, but the Knesset, place of pray, place of study, and that's what it's called, ken tzipor lefanecha. And that's what the nest of the bird mean, because it means so many other things. So, Rav Brandwein does something incredible here, and hopefully I will have the merit to be able to make it clear to all of us. So, Rav Brandwein asks a great question. Kikare ken tzipor lefanecha. Rav Brandwein is aware that there is a situation here in Tikkuni HaZohar. מובא כמה פעמים בזוהר ותיקונים, בכל מקום בלשון אחרת. It's not the first time that we talk about the nest of the birds. We talk about it before in תיקוני הזוהר, in the הקדמה. And also in the זוהר. ונראים שהדרושים פה שסותרים זה את זה. It seems the explanation in different sections are contradict each other. Okay? If you remember, I explained it already in the הקדמה, in the introduction to תיקוני הזוהר, about the difference between eggs, difference between chicks and banim and sons. And he explained, I'm not going to go here again, but it seems that it contradicts with the explanation right now. And also in Parashat Pinchas, he's talking about the nest of the bird, okay? And he talks about when you meet the Shekhinah coincidentally, and sometimes it dwells on you, sometimes it doesn't. And he continues, you should let the mother go, which is the bird, but mean the mother, the Shekhinah, because you can never reach the Shekhinah, and the banim, and the children, or the sons you should take for yourself. Who is the son? Chagat Naim, Chesed Gvura Tiferet, Netzach Od Yesod, Malchut, Ki Bahem Yesh Asaga. So you take the Sefirot, the lower seven, and the Shekhinah, which is from the higher three, you send away. כי שלחת שלח נאמר בעת שחוו ישראל ולא מחמת רוממות. But say to us, Rav Brandwein, based on תיקוני הזוהר, and based on the Zohar and Pinchas, when it says you should let the bird go, is not because Bina is so great, is that we cannot capture it, is because that Israel, the Israelite, were sinning, they were negative. ויש להבין, how do we explain that a different angle of same verse in Tikkuni HaZohar and in the Zohar can make sense if they seem contradict each other? And here is the explanation of the tzaddik, the righteous Rabbi Yehuda Tzvi Brandwein. אלא שכל מאמר מדבר במצב אחר של זכר ונקבה. Every section is talking of a different aspect of the male and the female. כי ישנם כמה מצבים לזכר ונקבה. There is different situation for the male and the female. והנה סוד הכתוב, והאם רובצת על הבנים. What it say in the Torah? And the mother רובצת על הבנים. The mother is nesting on the sons. Tell us, Rav Randven, וסוד הקטנות. When we talk about that the mother sitting on her children, like a bird sitting on her chicks, it's called katnut, שאימא משפעת על הבנים. When it said the mother, it means bina, mean אימא, משפעת אל הבנים, influence what below her. תיקון ראשון שבינה מתקנת זכר וכבר חכת נעים, שם נקראים בנים, יעלת המלכות אליה. How do you fix the lower seven? After all, it's all dinim, it's all judgment. How do you fix it? By elevating malchut to bina, okay, what we call in different locations, tzimtzum bet, bekde lahamtika, so it can sweet the malchut, shu sod avat yud be'or. You take the word or, alef avresh, or, O-R, mean light, and you put yud inside. What do you get? אוויר, air, oxygen. אבת יוד באור הבינה ונעשה אוויר. שבינה נתמעתה בכוח מלכות, שלדה לבב סבות, חסר גר. When מלכות went up to בינה, what happened? I don't want to say בינה was damaged, but בינה נתמעתה. It didn't stay as it was before. Because now there is no גימל ראשונות. למלכות קראת... a situation that there is no upper three. Besot shebina nikret nesher, we call bina also eagle. Why do we call bina eagle? What is the connection between the bird named eagle to bina? She, the eagle is the only bird, according to all the chachamim, שאומר מוטב שיכנס החץ בי, ואל ייכנס בבני. The eagle, I don't know if you know that, what the chachamim said, the eagle carry his chicks on his back, and he say, if somebody want to shoot from below something, it better that arrow will go into my body than it will go into my children. So the bina is now divided to lower six ending without gimel rishonot. ואחרי המתמדות כן כל המדרגות. And right after this, all the levels become lower. וכולם מקבלות וו קצוות חסר גר. So everything has only six ending. It's called וו קצוות. חסר גר without גימל ראשונות, without כדר חורם בינה. מחמת העלת מלכות לבינה מכל המדרגות. וההשפעה הזו נקראת שהאם רובצת על הבנים. That situation called, when מלכות go up to בינה, and there is only six ending, it's called האם רובצת על הבנים. When the mother nesting in her nest, having her children below her. כי אם זכר ונקבה לא היו מקבלים הקטנות, אז זהו מן הבינה. If the male and the female consider six ending, consider the lower seven ספירות, again, those are language with code. So when we talk about הבנים, the children, we're related to the verse in the Torah. What the meaning of the children? Zayin tachtonot, lower seven. Ki im abanim, im zachav nekal, lo yom kalim bakatnut azo min bina, they wouldn't receive this concept that called katnut from bina, lo ayu ruim nekabel shum mochin, then they wouldn't get light at all. Velachen nifkan bezeh shechagat naim. For that reason, we consider that chesed gvura tiferet נצח עוד יסוד מלכות, עלו תחת כנפי הבינה, went up under the wings of בינה, or the bird, ומקבלים ככה את הקטנות שלהם. That's the way they received their קטנות. So this is one understanding. אמנם יש בחינה בית של עליית מלכות ובינה. We can look at a different POV, different angle, and that is when מלכות go up to בינה. שהעלייה היא מחמת פגם. Some does מלכות go up to בינה for there is a damage. What is the damage? דיינו על ידי חטאים של התחתונים. Where is מלכות? In the lower. So when us not behaving right, and we commit crime, we commit a sin of the תחתונים, of the lower people, שאז עולה מלכות לבינה. מלכות is running away from us and go to בינה, כדי להעלים את אור גר. So the upper קטר קומה בינה, that being influence when everything is normal, to מלכות, מלכות running away with that light up, so the negative forces will not capture it, שאינם רואים להשתמש בו. ואז הגיבל כלים בינה, וזכר ונקבה, then the lower three vessel, that called בינה, male and female, אינם יורדים על המדרגה שתחתיהם בקדושה, don't go down to that level of holiness, אלא שיורדים לכוחות הדין שעושקים הכלים. So that three vessel, that used to be vessel for holiness, has been captured by the dark side, שעושקים הכלים, they abuse those vessels, the dark side, thank to our sin, לבניין פרצופיהם, so they can build their system of unholy, וקונים בהם כוח לחבל, and they allowed by using that energy, to use energy לחבל, to terrorize us, להעניש, to punish us, את החוטאים, the one who commit the crime. So that's second level, our מלכות go up to בינה. Third level, third understanding, I'm sorry, not level, third understanding. ישנה בחינה ג' של עליית מלכות לבינה, another level, another understanding, והיינו כי הסיום החיתו שנעשה בזאת נקודת החולם. It create a new ending, like צמצום ב', call it חולם. חולם, remember, is the dot above the letter. מטעם מלכות שעלתה לבינה. So when מלכות go up to בינה, where is מלכות? Now above the Hebrew letters, above the Hebrew letters, it's called חולם. הרי עם יציאת נקודת השורוק, שהוא כף שמאל, we have חיריק, שורוק, חולם. שורוק, כף שמאל, left column. When the left column came out, נעשתה מחלוקת, שרוצה לבטל לגמרי את הסיום הזה, ולהעיר ממעלה לבטה. So what is the left column want? The order of Chochmah, the left column, the creation of the sun and the moon. I want to draw light from the left column only and cancel the right side. Why? Because in the end of the day, I have more light than the right side. עד שבא קו האמצעי והכריע שהשמאל יאיר רק ממד למעלה. But then we have a center column, which is רחמים, which is mercy, compassion. And that center column making peace between the right and the left and forcing the left column to shine only from below to above. It can no longer receive just for yourself. והסיום החדש לא יתבטל. And this new ending will never get canceled. ובינה ותפארת מלכות שהוא למטה מן הסיום החדש עולים למעלה. So בינה, תפארת ומלכות that were there below the new ending, because the new ending only happened when the center column get involved, עולים למעלה, now they're going up. מי עשו כדו מתחברים למדרגתם. And now they can connect to holiness. הרי שקו האמצעי במסך זה חיריק. So the center column of something they call curtain of חיריק, חיריק is the dot below the letter, עשה את הסיום החדש הזה שנעשה בנקודת החולם. So only because what happened below the letter, which is חיריק, create an ending for the left column not to control, so it will be a cholam. Cholam is above the letter. ועל ידי זה מהירים וף קצוות לחוכמה במדרגה שזהו גדלות. And then the sixth ending shine in a left column, or what we call light of wisdom or chokhmah, but that's considered gadlut. Why is it considered gadlut? Because the left column is always the greatest light. It's just because the light is too much, it cannot be revealed. So what we do, we're doing a process of what we call the three column process, or chirik, shuruk, cholam, that shuruk is the left column, chirik is the right column, and cholam is the center column. ובזה נבוא לביאור. Now, how do we take those three explanations of three ways of looking in the nest of the bird? Which one is right? Which one is right? God, just to remind you, first one, Malchut go out to Bina for sweeting the judgment, but then you no longer have Gimel Rishonot. Second, Malchut go up to Bina because running away from negativity and sin. Third, Malchut go up to Bina to create a new system, a new ending. Okay? All of that has to do with the bird nest. So Rabban is raising a question, how can that be that there is three type of understanding to the same verse? He didn't ask it exactly like that. Rabban will never ask it like that. What can we learn from that? That's what he would ask. ובזה נבוא אל הביאור. מבחינה א', של עליית מלכות לבינה, לתיקון הראשון, בסוד רובצת. When we talk about רובצת, רובצת mean lying there, or nesting in the nest of the bird. When מלכות go up to בינה, לתיקון הראשון, בסוד רובצת, היינו כי התיקון אינו נגמר תכף, לכן נאמר עליו שהוא בדרך מקרה. Why? We said it's by coincidence you meet the Shekhinah, by coincidence you meet the bird, as we're reading in the Torah. It means that it's not enough just the Tikkun HaRishon. It never ends. לכן נאמר עליו שהוא בדרך מקרה. פעם שורה עליהם ונמצאת עמהם, פעם אינה נמצאת עמהם. Meaning what? ולמלכות go up to Bina, it's not establish a permanent situation. It's establish a situation that is on and off all the time. וזה אמרו בפלחס, ורזה דמילה, זמנין דשכרת אמאון לא תיקח האם, and it's written there, do not take the mother. בזמנין דלא ישתכרת אמאון ושכרת אמאון ושכרת אמאון. But there is time that you take the mother from the nest. כי נורא הוא לבצע אמא. כן מה שאומר כל ההמשך. נראה שמקבל לו בלחות שם הנצחות וקביעות, שאז הוא חלקת דודי אמא. On a person, accept, on מלכות שמיים, accept the dwelling of the creator, then, he married the katnut of ima. He married the mother is taking care of everything from above. שכתנות זו ההכנה למוחין השלמים לגדלות. Because when you get to katnut, katnut means smallness. What is katnut? When you're going back to your mother, you're going back to the nest, the mother take care of you. When you are in that katnut, this is the preparation for gadlut. בלי הכתיב לא תיקח הים על הבנים, תעניין לו לסגר, דבר בלי כן סגר מהבנים. So, for that reason, he said, do not take the mother away from the son. היינו בחינה בית הנ"ל, של עליית מלכות לבינה מחמת פגם. So what does that mean? Don't take the mother from the son. In a different understanding, we're going now to bet, second understanding. When מלכות go up to בינה, because of the sin of the people of below. ועולה בכדי להעלים את אור הגר מן התחתונים. And for that reason, we are preventing the dark side to stealing the תקדוך מהבינה, when Israel is not doing well. ואת חריב בי מקדשה, and the temple will be destroyed. מקטיב שלוח שאתה שלח את האם. You have to send the mother away. אהוד הלכתיב בשלכם שלך עם אחם. It's related to the verse, that with your crime, your mother has to leave. So, what Rav Brandon is doing, he compare first condition and second condition of the same verse, and again, you got to read it 1,000 times, you got to listen to it 1,000 times. It's a very important section. בפנחס, אבל המערי קבלה אתמרי לא תקחיים על הבנים. Whoever study קבלה, it say don't take the mother away from the boy, ומשלחין לאו דרביה אליהו, שלח לדלו יכול להתפקה, אבל דרך כתיב שלח. וכן בפנחס. ובבחינה ג' When we talk about פנחס, we talk about the aspect 3. Remember the aspect 3, it's very, very important you remember them. Anal, Nano Agilu Shel Masach Techerik, revelation of the curtain of Cherik below the letter, so we can reveal the Cholam, above the letter. Abemayet Et Kaf Tzol, what is Cherik does? It makes sure that the left column learn a lesson, not just because you have all the light, you can do whatever you want. Migar Levak, Umekayim, את הסיום החדש של עליית המלכות לבניין שקו שמאל יאיר מלמד על המלכות. It's a חידוש. It's a new thing. Now to the left column will shine from below to above, instead of from above to below. ורק וף צוות לחוכמה. And only the sixth end of חוכמה, שנקראים בנים, we call them son, מתלבשים בחסדים. They dress with mercy. Mercy mean light of mercy, חוכמה mean light of wisdom. ומהירים. So, because we took off the head of the left column, you stay only with six ending. Six ending is like Zeran Pin, in a way. And that level, called Banim, children or sons, we need to dress them with Chasadim, with the light of mercy, and through that, they shine. And for that reason, it say, "Lo tikach ha'em al abanim." Don't take the mother with the son. Megidi uila dekasya she'en la tachtonim asagaba. The lower cannot truly understand it. Shalach teshalach et ha'em v'et abanim tikach lach lasagetcha. So what does it say? You should send the mother and the children you should take for yourself. Lasagetcha lamshich ba'em arat chukma ulegalot otam. If you want et abanim tikach lach, take the children to you. What does that mean? Lasagetcha, for your level to understand it. Through them you can draw the light of wisdom, because that light of wisdom is already covered with the light of mercy. More you need to explain. Ken shel atzipor, the nest of the bird, she malchut atzilut, is the malchut of atzilut. Lemala hu akise, dainu olam bria anikra kise. Ken shel almat, dainu bitzira masia hu matat. So again, the nest of the bird, malchut de atzilut. Lemala, above, what he said. Above that is the chair, or the throne. What is that throne? What is that chair? Olam bria nikra kise. The olam bria, the world of creation. Veken shel lemata, where is the nest of bria? Dainu bi yitzira. It's in yitzira. Where is asiya nest? Matat, the angel matat. Mem tet tet resh vav nun. We only say matat, the Ari said, Rabbi Chaim Vital said. Manav ne'emar v'nake lo inake, shesham merumad, ken, we already said it last time, that nake lo inake, and the clean will not get clean, has to do with the pasuk, about sins, of the father, sins of the son. Within that, within nake v'inake, you have the word ken, because nake is kufnen, inake is kufnen. Ken mean nest. Menake ula shavim, that it clean the people who want to change. Velo inake leshenam shavim. Rav Anton bring from Masechet Yoma, from section in Yoma, Amud Peizayin. It say that the universe and God cleaning to the people who want to change, and doesn't clean to people who don't want to change. But who is the clean? Umatat is the angel. The angel. I don't know if you know Hanoch, Enoch. Basically, was taken by God, if you look at Bereshit and Genesis, and God made him into the kings of all angels. Matat. Kana venokem, Mesos Kana to say Ken le Kanenbo. And that angel is all the revenge when there is no place for the Shekhinah to be. Kivilat Kana venokem, Kamishotuyot Ken. Kmoshabu Chazal Besanedrin, Shal Matat Nemar, Kilo Isal Pishachem. Chazal. Was telling us in Sanhedrin, Masechet Sanhedrin, Amud Lamed Chet, in page 38, that on Matat it was written that Lo Yisal Pishachem, it will not give you a chance when you're doing a crime. And then he continued where it started before. Meverim Shachapzuk Yikre Ken Zipol Baderech. Zeh Shel Barbe Malchut. So when it's talk about the nest of the birds, it's talk about Malchut. Shebi Chazev Lemala. From the chest and above, those who study deep Kabbalah with me in Tikkun HaZohar, from the chest and above, we call it Le'a. We know that chest and below is Rachel. That's why in the 3 weeks, you do two Tikkunim, Tikkun Le'a and Tikkun Rachel. Eshet Yaakov, both of them were the wife of Jacob. V'dor HaMidbar metu b'midbar v'derech tzitan Mitzrayim. V'od yesh lafresh b'derech. So when it says baderech, it's kvurat Rachel. When we talk about coincidence, how you meet Rachel, it's baderech, on the there. What is there? Rachel. Rachel, what is Rachel? Malchut. Rachel represents Malchut. Shebichazev ilimata, from the chest and below. That's why it's much more accessible to meet Rachel. Much more accessible to ask Rachel to help you. She be parashat drachim. She's on a pathway. Dainu baderech. And that's why it says about Rachel, who will give us hotels in the middle of the way? And this is the two Messiah, Mashiach ben Yosef, the son, Mashiach come from Yosef, Mashiach come from David, שעברו משם דרך קבר רחל שיבואו לגולת ישראל. They will have to come to, through קבר רחל when they're about to redeem the Israelites. So you need to know everything starts in Kevrachel. We'll continue next time, Bezal Hashem. Thank you so much for listening.